I grew up in Northern Illinois and then attended two colleges in Illinois. And really how it sort of manifested itself is I grew up in a rural town. I grew up in, quote unquote, the city. I mean, I wasn't a farm boy growing up, but went to a high school that had a day where all the students drove their tractors to school, and like the Future Farmers of America were a big part of the high school. So I think the sort of rural culture has definitely stuck with me, no matter where I've been.
That being said, now you're also an urban farmer. You are being urban there. So
exactly.
How does that play a role in your art? And I guess you should also probably explain for people what that even means in the first place.
Some people might disagree that I'm actually a farmer. Primarily what it means for us, my wife and I, is that we're trying to produce as much of our own food on our property as we can. So we have about a 500 square foot garden along with a berry patch, and we've tried a couple different fruit trees and have plans to expand to raising bees and chickens and maybe even some other livestock in the city. So we've got a house and an extra lot situated on about like 2/10 of an acre that we're able to sort of raise a good amount of our food from. How that manifests itself now is that I started making what I've sort of loosely called drawings when, you know, about 2 years ago, as sort of site-specific and temporary installations in my studio, using this like plethora of plant waste, I guess you would call, that we have from the farm. So when you grow kale, might be a good way to explain this. It gets this like woody stem that's probably about an inch in diameter. That's just interesting. Like I didn't want to throw it away, and I have all this sort of like plant waste that I just think is pretty interesting that I try to use in the studio in different ways within reason. And I'm kind of interested in sort of how these plants are growing and what sort of remains and what the actual plants look like and what the stem structure looks like and how they grow in different sort of forms and manifestations.
And so specifically here for the exhibit that you will have at the Demo Project Gallery in Springfield, It sounds like this sort of idea of a branching tree will be in use. Tell us a little bit about how that's going to work.
The show is called Evensong 15 Caudex, and the caudex is a Latin word that refers to a base or a stem of a plant that sort of promotes new growth. I've kind of been working with this idea of, like you mentioned, branching plants. So the entire installation of the house, it's kind of the first time that I've had somebody say, oh, we have this house that's, you know, how many ever square feet? Could you fill it? And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, that sounds fantastic. But the entirety of that house is going to originate from the fireplace and branch out into sort of many different aspects.
People in Springfield who go to this exhibit will be seeing a piece of installation art, which for Springfield has been coming around more frequently, maybe in the past year or so, but we still might want to, you know, explain a little bit what that means.
It's dependent on space. So I've made installations with a flat piece of wall that maybe is only about 20 feet long. Or in this situation, a demo project, there's an entirety of a small house that I have all that space to think about. So from my perspective, which I think is actually a pretty good way to communicate to people who might not have a lot of experience with it, but my perspective is the difference between sort of a traditional art show is that, you know, somebody might tell me that I have about 10 feet of wall space to hang paintings versus an installation. I have, you know, 1,000 square feet of a house to do whatever I would like to with.
And so I just want to also ask about, as you mentioned, you live in Iowa now and you're a professor there.
Yep.
I saw that you teach visual culture. Can you tell us a little bit about what that consists of?
Visual culture primarily deals with any image that we deal with on a social and cultural level. So like a really easy way to think about it is advertisements have a place in visual culture in the sense that in the 70s is a great example when they started using a lot of subliminal advertising. But even now, if I look at a magazine, I can't help but think analytically about the images that are in the advertisement in the sense of like what it's trying to get me to buy, but also sort of what it's doing on a compositional level, what it's doing on a formal level, what information it's communicating. It's sort of like this, the idea that everything that we sort of look at, be it film or advertisements or paintings, has the ability to be analyzed and talked about and discussed in terms of what it means to us.
And so I guess that strikes me as interesting, considering you're an abstract artist, where
yeah.
some people might not derive much meaning from that form
Absolutely.
Of Absolutely. Art at all. So how yep. does that dichotomy kind of work?
Well, that's exactly what I'm interested in some ways. I've sort of been working in abstraction to varying degrees since I graduated from Millikan. I've not always understood exactly what sort of place it had in society, but the further I go and the more studio work I make, I'm sort of coming to the realization that there's so many things in our lives that are abstractions. I don't carry cash anymore. I very rarely have like money on hand, and I'm just always use my debit card. So it's like sort of this extreme abstraction to the money that I do have in a bank that we kind of accept and don't even really think about. So I think there's levels of abstraction that we deal with on a daily basis, but then also sort of the content that I'm interested or the subject matter that I'm interested in actually has to do with things that are not abstractions to me, like the cycle of the moon, which in some ways is not an abstraction. Like I can see it and I can sort of analyze what the moon is doing when I look up into the night sky.
Your exhibit here in Springfield, it sounds like this obviously too has this sort of abstract, maybe visual component, but there is some grounding, so to speak, here in the natural world. What do you want your audience for this exhibit in particular to kind of walk away and maybe be thinking about or get out of it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think hopefully connecting back to that sort of vague talk about abstraction, the thing that I always think about is having something that people can hook onto or somebody can, with little experience or even sort of if they have skepticism about abstract work, I always am interested in trying to engage the viewer. And so the caudex or the tree, the branching tree, I feel like that's kind of a form that everybody's going to get. And I feel like it's sort of a basic, like level playing ground where people can interpret and think about the work from that point on. So with the branching form, you'll be able to walk into the exhibition and sort of see these different pieces that are, in some ways sort of budding from the branches. And then, you know, make individual ideas or discussions based off the works that are coming from the tree. So in a demo project, the idea is that form is almost an archetype that people can understand when they come into the exhibition. And then each of the works that sort of roots from that, I think, will also be related to the subject of the exhibition. But you'll be able to approach those on an individual level. So more than likely, somebody's going to come in and like some of the work that's in the exhibition, but perhaps not some of the others. But you can sort of approach it with that baseline of the tree form in the house.